stand up in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. John the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. On the following day, when the people who were standing on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there except that one which his disciples had entered, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but his disciples had gone away alone. However, other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they ate bread after the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they also got into boats and came to Capernaum seeking Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food that which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him."
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today, my beloved, is the first sun of the blessed month of Amshir. And to just understand what's going on, because not to be confused, as we explained before, and Abuna explained before, that since we started the incarnation celebration in Kiyahk, احنا بدأنا نحتفل بالincarnation, بالنativity, بتجسد ربنا يسوع المسيح. And that this month was the feast of Nativity and Pramun, and we got all the reading from one chapter of St. Luke Gospel, all the Kiyahk. We got it from the first chapter of St. Luke. And then the second month, which is the last month, the month of Tuba, which is after the incarnation, the church took us for a journey with how to celebrate this incarnation, how to receive the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. So all have been done on the cross with the incarnation. Now it's our turn to receive the salvation. ازاي احنا نبقى شركاء في الخلاص, نقبل الخلاص. That's why the main notion, the main topic that the church was talking to us about is the baptism. The baptism and how our Lord Jesus Christ, we started the first week of the entry to Egypt. So he is like calling all the Gentiles, calling all of us. And then we got the Theophany feast, and then the St. John, it's all about. And then the blind man, how this is enlightenment. شفنا ازاي الشهر اللي فات الكنيسة بتحتفل بالمعمودية. بتقول لنا ده احنا بنستقبل الخلاص. عشان كده في جورن المعمودية احنا بناخد طبيعة جديدة. وبعد كده بناخد الميرون, بناخد الروح القدس. And this month is the month of Amshir, which is the normal thing, which is after the baptism. Now we are ready with the new nature, and the Holy Spirit dwells in us. Now we are ready to be in communion, to commune with the Lord Jesus Christ, the incarnate Logos. So this month we expect, which is normal thing, to talk about the Eucharist, the bread of life. So we will see that, just why I'm saying that, because not to be confused. Last month we read the same gospel, but last week, because that was the week of the blessing. كان الأسبوع اللي فات الحد الخامس فقرينا برضو كل حد معظم الحدود الخمسة البركة بنقرا إشباع الجموع. لكن النهاردة بنقراه for a different reason. Today we read from John 6 also, but because of the bread of life. Actually, next week we will read from the same chapter, John 6. And not also to be confused, today we started, the church is giving us from the second part, from the verse 22nd. Next week, we will see that the reading from the first part. So today, the church is focused of the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ, do not labor for food that perishes. And all the reading is focused of يعني ايه اعملوا لا للطعام البائد. هنلاقي النهاردة ايه هو الطعام البائد. Next week we will start to read from John 6 from the verse 5, the feeding the multitude again, that how God is feeding the multitude and feeding us with the blessing. And the third week, with the week after, so the second week we read from the chapter, the same chapter. The week after we read from the same chapter. But because this is the bread of life, that's what to do. People who start talking to Christ is like, now what to do? What should we do? And then the last one will be the week, the Sunday before the Lent. Why the church is focused today or this month about the bread of life? For two reasons. The first one, this is the normal sequence. After the baptism and chrismation, we come and take communion. We come now, we're ready with the new nature to take the communion, to take the Eucharist. يعني طبيعي جدا باب المعمودية بنيجي ناخد التناول. فده ده الحاجة الطبيعية ان احنا ناخدها. بنبقى ده الهدف بتاع ان احنا نبقى طبيعة جديدة وان احنا نتحد بالروح القدس يبقى ساكن فينا عشان نيجي نتحد بالمسيح. The second reason, because this month, as we all know, at the last day of this month, we will start the Lent. So the church is preparing us for not to labor for the food that perish. Now we have another meal, a heavy, holy meal of the Holy Lent. So the church is preparing us from now that we have to plan for our Lent, how we will do it, and that's what will be the focus of the talk today. So today is the first part of the bread of life, which is the second part of the chapter of John 6. So how we prepare, the commandment of our Lord. So what happened today is that after Jesus fed the multitude, all of them the second day came to search for him. So they didn't find him, but they found him in the sea. He didn't find him at the same, they were searching him at the same place where they had been eating. They ate and been filled, and now they're coming at the same place so that Jesus will feed them again. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ told them, you did not come for the sign. You came because you had been eating and had been filled. And they gave them the commandment, do not labor for the food that perishes. Everything will go, everything will leave behind. Do not labor for that, but labor for the food that endure the everlasting life. So, our beloved today, let's focus first of our spiritual life. Since we are now in ahead of, like we're heading to the Holy Lent, and we're saying that during the time of the Lent, we give more time for our spirit. بنقول كده في إن إحنا في الصيام الكبير بندي وقت أكتر لروحنا علشان إيه؟ يعني تاخد غذاء حقيقي تقدر ويقولوا الآباء بقى ده المخزون بتاع السنة وهكذا. ف let's focus today what do we mean by spirit? Because we all of us, we know our friend the flesh, we know our body very well, we see it every day, we use it every day, and we know our soul, we know our mind. Hopefully we're trying, actually, like we're trying to understand our mind and our soul, our will and our emotions, which is also very much complicated. We spend too much time trying to understand what the soul is, why the emotions go up and down, why the mind is going like back and forth. However, we are ignoring the most important element of our human entity, which is the spirit. We don't know what the spirit is. We acknowledge that the Bible is telling us we have a spirit. And the Christian definition of physical death is that the spirit will leave the body. And the spiritual death is the spirit that does not have, that not in commune with our Lord Jesus Christ, or the Holy Spirit is grieving or dead, or sorry, is not working in us. We are separated from Christ. So what is a spirit? Because if we don't understand this, the spirit and how it works, what is the law of the spirit, and how we keep it life all the time, that will be a problem. Because in this case, if we do not know what happened in the baptism, how the Holy Spirit came and dwell in us, in our spirit, and enlighten us. Actually, that was a prophecy in the Old Testament that the God said that a new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. So, God is telling us, I will give you a spirit other than the dead spirit that you inherit from Adam. I will give you a new spirit. And not only that, I will put my spirit within you. That's from the Old Testament and had been fulfilled. And that's what the last month we're celebrating, the fulfillment of this prophecy that the Holy Spirit dwell in us because of the baptism and chrismation. However, if we ignore to feed our spirit, if we ignore, first of all, what is this? What is the spirit? So the Bible is telling us a very good example that God is trying to tell us what is the spirit. In 1 Corinthians 3:16, St. Paul is telling us, do not you know that you are God's temple and the God's spirit dwells in you? And this opened for us a huge door. النهاردة لما بولس الرسول يقول لنا كده, ألستم تعلموا أنكم هيكل الله وروح الله ساكن فيكم. So we have to go to the temple of God. Go back to the temple of God. لما نروح كده للخيمة الاجتماع ونشوف إزاي كانت متقسمة, هنلاقي إن هو ده ربنا بيحاول يقول لنا, أنا خلقتك كده, أنا خلقتك على صورتي ومثالي, من ثلاث أجزاء زي ما خلت الاجتماع ثلاث أجزاء. In the tabernacle we see that there is the out court. The outer court is the biggest part of the tabernacle, where is all the sacrifices all over the day. All the sacrifice has been done. And there is a smaller part of the tabernacle called the holies. The holy, and before to enter to the holy, you have to wash your hand. The priest has to wash his hand as the sign of baptism before he go to the smaller room. As if God is trying to tell us the outer room, which is the outer part of us, the body, is, this is the out room, right? This is the out room. اللي هي بنسميها the out court. To enter to the smaller, what is in the smaller room, which is the holy, there is three things. There is the lampstand, كان كده في اللي هو لام ستاند وفي اللي بيطلع منه اللايت. And also the incense, where all the time the priest goes and offer incense, and also the table of the bread, which is the bread of faces, the 12 bread. So this is the room of worship. This is the represents our soul. When we have been baptized, the priest to enter, he has to wash his hand, has to baptize and go to the inner room to offer worship. However, the most important piece of this tabernacle, which is God ordered Moses to build upon it, this is the first part as God mentioned, the smallest dark place in the very inner part of the tabernacle, the smallest part, is the Holy of Holies. What is the Hina Holy of Holies? The seat of mercy. The seat of mercy, which has the Ten Commandments, which has the rod of Aaron, and also has the manna, has the word of God, has the Eucharist, and also have the rod of Aaron. This is the smallest area. That's God is telling us this is our spirit. In the inner core of every single one of us. And this where God's glory appear and give light to everything. And everything is service in the out court and in the holy of and the holies is serving the Holy of Holies. If we take the Holy of Holies, if we take that happened before, if we take the seat of mercy out of the tabernacle, it's nothing, it's dead. It has no meaning. That's exactly what's happening to us. If our spirit is not connected with God, if the Holy Spirit is not active in our life, we're dead. We exist. We have existence, but we're dead. ده كده ما قال له كده لك اسم أنك حي. You exist, but you're dead because you're separated. So that's how the spirit is. We are nourishing and we're trying to give food to our body, which is good. And also, we try to يعني ندي شوية اهتمام للنفس والمشاعر والأحاسيس, which is okay, but without nourishing the spirit in us, our humanity. That's where the life coming from. So the spirit is beyond emotions, beyond affection, beyond desires. It's something beyond all of this layer, beyond the flesh, beyond the soul. Sometimes we are confusing, even in our spiritual relationship with God, we make the soul take over this relation. أحيانا بنقعد لما نيجي كده حتى في علاقاتنا الروحية مع ربنا نخلي النفس هي اللي تشتغل, مشاعرنا تشتغل. So our emotion is leading even the spiritual life. What happens in this case? One day, I will be in the third heaven with God. Like, I feel I'm very spiritual. And the second day, I'm in the lowest part of the earth. Why? Because my emotion is leading my what's called a spiritual life. But it's not a spiritual life. It's a soulic life. It's my soul is leading this. My emotion is leading this. So I feed my body. I give him all the rest. And I deal with God as not the God, the Holy Trinity, but God of the ATM. The God of ATM who is giving me all the desires. Otherwise, I will be mad. My emotions will not be good. That's what happened today. They had been fed. They had been filled in the stomach. That's why they came back. I need you to give me more of this. Feed my body, feed my desires. Otherwise, if this is not the case, you know what? Crucify him. If we go back to the gospel of the Vesper, They wanted to make him king. They went to Christ and told him, we will take you to make you the king. Why? Because you feed me. You feed my soul. You feed my emotions. You make me happy. You make me filled. You give me food. You give me money. You give me a job. Everything is good. Everything is good. That's why you're my God. This is not God, the Holy Trinity. That I'm worship another God, God of the ATM, which is not God of us. This is not our Lord Jesus Christ. So how to go and feed the Spirit and how to prepare for my Lent? إزاي من النهاردة أبدأ إن أنا أحط خطة من دلوقتي عشان بعد 3 أسابيع هبدأ رحلة روحية جميلة الكنيسة بتدخلنا فيها اسمها الصوم الكبير وتقول لنا إيه؟ إدي فرصة لروحك إدي فرصة لو أنا مش فاهم يعني إيه إدي فرصة لروحي هفضل برضو هصوم وأجي وأتناول وأصلي بس الحقيقة أنا بشتغل بنفسي by emotions. So the first of all, we need to put on something called the will. My will. This is the decision-making machine in my body, in my entity. إرادتي. أبقى حاطط إن أنا قررت يا رب إن أنا عايز أعيش معك. قرار. ورجع إلى نفسه الابن الضال خد قرار كفاية إن أنا أعيش بمشاعر رايحة وجاية يبقى في الأول أعمل you have to take the decision is like I decide is not anymore I communicate with you with my emotions because God is giving us the free will and from day one God is telling us use your free will to eat freely from all the trees or to eat from the tree of knowledge and evil, of good and evil. It's the same today gospel. Make your free will. Not labor for the food that perish, but labor for the food that endure. It's your free will. You have to turn it on and give him, like, بنقول له كده, أعطيك يا رب كل مشورة حريتي. My free will, I'll submit it to you. So, in this case, when I submit my free will under the free will of God, that's I am now taking from the bondage of the enemy and go to the Lord again and turn on the Holy Spirit to be active in me. So, again, today, our Lord Jesus Christ is calling us not to labor for the food that perish, that desire. And St. Paul is giving us some of it, is telling us that there is no unrighteousness will go and inherit. And give us all of the elements of who... What is the food that perish? يقول لنا كده يقول لنا الظالمين الزناة عبادة الأوثان الفاسقون المؤبنون all of this that feeding the flesh and feeding the soul all of this will perish do not labor for this and in the Catholic also epistles يقول لنا كده أن تجدوا بلا عيب ولا دنس قدامه يقول كده أما أنتم فقد سبقتم أحترسوا من أن تضلوا بضلال الجهال تسقطوا من ثباتكم بنفسكم إنموا في النعمة. This is by the free will. However, when I do this, something will happen. Very important to understand that when I decide to go and do the word of or the spiritual work. We will read that my soul will start to come trying to come back. Let's read and we'll end with this. The Psalm 131. The Psalm 131 is representing that David the prophet representing someone decide to go with the Spirit, and he's saying that Lord, my heart is not hardly nor my eyes lofty, neither my concern myself. And he's saying, surely I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. When I cut feeding the soul, when I try to go and feed the spirit, the soul will be like weaning child, want his milk. When you start to wean the child and was like a stop breastfeeding, and now we will eat a real food, he will start to cry and make noise. Same with the soul. However, he's telling us, because I now in a communion with you, because I led the Holy Spirit, I led by the Holy Spirit, surely I have calmed and quieted my soul inside me. And this is how to go in the spirit. The soul will try to lead on. They will try to come back, but with the Holy Spirit, quieted and calmed and go with the spirit again. My beloved, at the end, as the church is trying to prepare us for the Lent, let us take this a chance to understand, to go and pray and understand what the Spirit is and how to feed the Spirit. As in the tabernacle, we see that the seat of mercy has the Word of God and has also the manna. With the every day I feeding my spirit with the Word of God and also with the Eucharist. That's how I nourish my spirit, and how when the soul trying to come back, I will calm it and quiet it, and was like, this is not the time for you. From now on, I will be led by the Spirit and make the Holy Spirit not grieving by active joyfully in me, using me to glorify God in me. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
Shiri nembem neuma esowem tetereia senjike volten oste mosten tionas. We believe in one God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light, flight, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who was the Father and Sons, worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. Then go and stay on high, ten tianas, tansis, and ten year of moon. Then be on, ten tepe on, and snay you. Of she is the city. Get up, never mind.